Drama kommt.
Ja.
The one who said, well, if you put it into a foundation, then it's not ours anymore, it's someone else's. Ooh. But who are you who own this building? Well, it's, of course, Eskon Stockholm. Now, who is Eskon Stockholm? Well, it's Trossamfund. Yeah, but who are the ones, competent people, who are running that? Who are managing it? Who are taking care of this house? The economy, the maintenance, all of that work. And those who own the house and are therefore responsible for it. Where are they? Who are they? Well, you know, it's this construct. You can go on like that. But then I say, you know, it's not your house to begin with. What? It's Krishna's house. Yeah, yeah, but no, I mean for real, because it was made for Krishna by brahmacharis mainly, doing this as their devotional service to Krishna. They built this house for Krishna, practically. Not much work they had to do to get this to where it was. Huge work and donation, service to Krishna. Therefore, this house belongs to Krishna, not to you. That's the real spiritual reality here. Now, what this foundation, this trust is simply about, is to secure this building so that it is always and only used for Krishna's devotees to live in and for Krishna's devotees to worship Krishna, teach about Krishna, and so on. That's what this house is meant for. And if it is secured to always work for that, for the service of Krishna, and to help devotees to serve Krishna, then it is properly acting as that, as Krishna's house. Now if you say, because that's what you're used to, although you don't really know what it means, but no, this belongs to Eskon Stockholm. And it should remain so. We will fight for it. Well, I think it's about time to wake up and learn from history and from the present. During the reign of the current, I believe, what it is called Stockholm up to now, Govinda's disappeared. The next restaurant they got from the money they got from Govinda's, that was built up by other devotees through many years. That next restaurant disappeared. A third restaurant, smaller one, in the central Stockholm, disappeared. They were thrown out because they could not handle and take care of those places properly. In Sweden, you have to follow laws and customs and rules and so on, especially if you're in the middle of Stockholm running a significant, as they see it, commercial operation. We're not living in La La Land where we can make up the rules as we go on. Now, some may think the GBC is more important. They have actually decided, not the Swedish government. Then that's what I call La La Land. And now, what remains here, Brahmakund, is also endangered. Yes, there is, I think I dare to say, a danger of losing Brahmakund, of ISKCON Stockholm going bankrupt because of debts due to lack of knowledge and understanding how to run a commercial, which it is, rental property. It's business. You have to know budgeting, you have to know bookkeeping and management and how to deal with maintenance people and renovation and laws and local governments and all of that, the plumbing and the electricity and the heating. It's your responsibility and service to the tenants, in this case Vaishnava devotees. So anyway, I've been speaking about this many times, but yeah, repeat myself once again, because I think this is important.